available. Look us up at BakerMetalworks.com, your metal roofing headquarters.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We were too poor to go to Disney. I've never been.
But some cats have.
I'm sorry to hear that, Patches. I didn't realize.
We're dependent on you, son.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have that song? Is it the Association that sings Windy?
Uh-huh.
Do you have that?
It may or may not be accessible. I'm sure you can get it on YouTube.
Because I think you said something about it being windy. And now it's just in my head.
It's here, but it won't let me pull it out of the system.
Son of a gun.
I know.
I don't ask for much in life.
I can get you Woman Woman by Gary Puckett.
No, that's not what I want to hear.
I can get you one of the greatest voices that ever sang a song on any radio
Elvis
station.
Elvis Presley?
A female.
Oh, me?
It's Mama Cass Elliott on the radio at 10 minutes after 7. We've got these words of love here.
Words of love, so soft and tender, won't win a girl's heart anymore. If you love her, then you must send her somewhere where she's never been before. Worn out phrases and longing gazes won't get you where you want to go.
Dream for me here.
No.
Great voices ever.
I really enjoyed that.
I enjoyed
the bonus school of broadcasting, too.
I know, that was awesome.
It was pretty fantastic.
And the background vocals he was doing, he was karaoke-ing.
I mean, Rich, we've got to karaoke.
WACV, Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says no to a proposed deal on immigration presented by members of Congress proposing, among other things, renewed protections for people from Haiti, El Salvador, and Africa that are being allowed to expire.
According to a source who was briefed on the meeting, the president said, quote, "Why are we having all these people from blank hole countries come here?" The president also asked why we don't take in more people from countries like Norway.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. There is still a search for survivors of Tuesday's mudslides in Southern California, with the likelihood, though, that it'll be bodies found at this point. There are 43 people considered missing.
Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown read the name of each of the 17 people killed. They ranged in age from 3 to 89 years old. He then announced that they revised their list of those missing after getting new information.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Some of the missing people may just be out of touch. Fox News. We report. You decide.
We'll be right back.
get ready for the greatest martial arts adventure ever filmed. Three monk warriors leave the temple and go forth to do justice.
For duty and humanity.
Mo, Larry, and Curly star in Enter the Stew. Mo, master of the YU style.
YU.
Larry, master of the shush you style.
Shut up!
Oh. And Curly, master of woo-woo kung fu. Enter the Stooge. Watch as Larry uses the Shaolin death touch.
I just like the guy cold right here.
Oh, you're right there.
See Mo use the Mushu face ratchet. And watch Curly do battle with mythical monsters.
Oh, a timeline with dandruff.
From the people who brought you the cross-dressing kung fu classic Crotchless Panties Hidden Drag Queen, it's Enter the Stooge, rated R for...
And don't miss our second feature, Mel Gibson, Vince Vaughn, Donald Trump, and Meryl Streep in Three Men and a Dumbass.
Is literally ripped from the headlines. What would you think if the Democrats actually nominated Oprah Winfrey for President of the United States? What would you think, Greg Budell?
What is your major malfunction?
Jay Scott.
Oh, that's nasty.
Emily Hayes.
Are you crazy?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
And what about the man on the street?
What are you people? On dope?
Stand by. Here comes three men and a lady.
And welcome to Friday morning. I'm your gracious host for this extravaganza, Greg Dudell. Emily Hayes is in the house.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Rich, that's harassment, I think. Speaking of Rich, here is the one and only Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
I have much to tell you this morning. I'm not going to make this first weather hit 10 minutes. I'm just going to hit some headlines here. First of all, we had a band of heavy rain and went through a couple hours ago. It was raced to the Georgia border now. Second band is around Selma, racing eastward. This is ahead of a strong cold front, Arctic cold front. So at midnight, it was 65 at Montgomery Stanley Field. That will be the high for the day. We're in the 50s now. We'll fall to the 40s, then the 30s. And the overnight low temperature by this time tomorrow morning will be 28. The winds will make it seem colder. Winds pick up. Northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon, making that biting, chilling air seem colder. It's a dramatic cold front. And as I mentioned, by tomorrow morning, we're down to 28. Tomorrow, breezy, cold. It's Saturday, mostly sunny, high around 43. It'll feel like the 30s. Frigid Saturday night into Sunday morning, low 22 by dawn Sunday.
Good Lord.
Sunday's high maybe 40, then 25 on Monday morning. MLK Day, sunshine, we recover a little bit, 50. But wait a minute, hold the phone. A second Arctic front arrives on Tuesday. If you looked at my morning video this morning, was that snow flurries along the front? It's not out of the question.
I didn't put that on my day planner for Tuesday.
I put in a 20% chance. Maybe not a good day for you to jump in the pool either, Greg.
I'm going to do it.
Wednesday morning's low in the teens, wind chill single digits, high 34 Wednesday. That's enough for now. Cloudy
34?
Skies. Yeah. Cloudy skies, it's 58 now. East winds at 4 miles per hour as we await the rain at 6:09.
It's a very dramatic forecast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to post your weather video.
Thank you.
The reason I didn't get it done yet is that I was trying to download a Rusty Aldridge moment, and the whole thing froze up, so I lost 10 minutes of time.
I saw you running around.
So I'm going to just copy and paste your quote from the email.
All right.
And I'll just give it a non-dramatic headline, like bread and milk alert.
Thank you.
And
everybody remain calm.
Rich says.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. I haven't even had a chance to even look at the Live in Fear Doppler yet this morning. I think I'll...
second band
right now.
Of Rain is Selma right now. And it's,
what's it like to be a famous and respected meteorologist and the background vocalist for the Mamas and Papas? That's gotta
be... That oh, was yeah, my funnest moment.
It was fun to watch you.
We didn't know cameras in here. Oh boy! I heard about it all day long, and it made me realize, gee, a lot of people do listen to this radio program.
Last night, Mrs. Ritterbuttle is sitting in the living room with her laptop. Says, "You guys got me on a Mamas and Papas kick," and she was going back and listening to a whole bunch of their other stuff because they did do so many great songs.
Hey, Roz, I think we'll do Creek Alley Monday. Sorry to wake you up early.
She was listening to that yesterday.
Is that right?
That was one of the songs, yeah. I left you a choice downstairs today.
Me?
There's two freshly grilled hot Italian sausages.
How hot is hot?
Well, no,
caliente.
Well, I mean, you're not going to... Let's put it this way. You won't have to make any 911 calls.
Everybody remain calm! I am a fire marshal!
Or you can slice the sausage and heat that with the pasta and tomato sauce.
Shut up.
Which is in the container downstairs. Now, that's what I had for dinner last night, and it was quite good.
That sounds like a really good option, and I'll probably take you up on it. I love pasta.
So
I was really I was really jealous of my Italian cousins when I was a kid because I thought that they got to eat like pasta and pizza every night because they're half Italian.
You guys are killing me though, you know. And so yesterday, Jay Scott from
San Antonio
sends me this picture of a Reuben.
That's a pretty sizable Reuben, but is it better than mine?
Is that pumpernickel?
Well, I'm not saying. I'm just looking at the size of this.
That's a big one.
How do you get that in your hands? You know?
See, I'm
sure it was not a...
First of all, pumpernickel bread is dry and brown. And it's not.
I don't like the pumpernickel.
The basic rye. Yeah, that's what makes a great Reuben.
Yeah.
And it's got to be... The bread itself has to be soft enough so that when you put the butter and then... fry it, sear it in the pan, it'll melt the cheese and warm up the sauerkraut and the corned beef so that it's one big, tasty, gooey, delightful mess.
Just torturing him.
Did you see what he ate last night?
Yeah, was it the rib thing?
The ribs thing?
Yeah.
He didn't send me his food pictures.
No, that's on Facebook.
Yeah, he sent me pictures of... But some of the sightseeing stuff that he did.
Yeah, the Alamo, not the Alamo, but he's where the guys are buried from the Alamo. Yeah, at the church.
It's like, made me think of two things. Man, that's really beautiful. I should get out there and check it out. And then the second thought was, man, my phone camera is a piece of crap. I need to get a new phone. Because all of his pictures are just so crystal clear and perfectly done.
iPhone X.
I know, but mama poor.
All the cool kids have it.
I've never been cool rich, resigned to that fact.
I know a cool kid that's getting one today.
Oh?
Oh?
Yes. A certain Goose.
Goose.
Getting an iPhone X.
Yeah.
Fancy.
10? I don't know. You call it X or 10.
It's a big time advance.
I call it something Emily will get in 4 years.
Birthday, Valentine's Day. Well, here's the thing. She just got a nice raise and a promotion at the zoo. And I'm so proud of her. But... her phone is going to be very essential because she's part of her new responsibilities are social media, and the camera on it is not working. So we needed to fix that.
Does she know
that it's coming, or is it a surprise?
No, I had the T-Mobile guy call her and tell her what was coming today.
Oh, how exciting!
I think my wife is part Australian. She wants you to know, Rich, that her sinuses have confirmed your forecast.
Oh. Super Doppler sinus.
And I also learned this way. She's apparently part Australian. Crikey, she says. No wonder I have a sinus migraine. That weather report sounds horrible. But don't worry. Rich will sing for us later, and we'll all feel much better about life and ourselves. Got the cheap and trashy coming up. I'm not even going to go your what President Trump said yesterday. It's deflating, depressing.
Jeez, I was so shocked.
And take our focus off the big picture. It'll be something that'll be up for grabs all day long anyway.
You know what's even more shocking? All day long, all three news channels running that word on
unedited,
the screen.
Yeah.
And NBC News this morning on the early morning show saying it.
Yeah.
Saying it.
Yeah, apparently.
Can we say that now? Oh, man, because that opens up a whole bunch of words I've always wanted to say on the radio.
I got a few people I'd like to use it on, if that's okay. But I'm like everybody else. I would prefer not to be called into the boss's office later for a lecture. So we'll see.
I haven't gotten in trouble in a while, knock wood.
That's when you're going to get in trouble. Everybody knows that. As soon as you realize, wow, I haven't been called in or yelled at for something in a long time, then like within 24 or 48 hours.
He said something to me, I guess it was earlier this week, because I wasn't hitting the post on Kiss. And so he's like, you're leaving a whole gap of music there. Hit the post.
You're sitting here with Professor Thomas every morning, who doesn't just hit the post, he clobbers it like Abe Lincoln split the rails.
When this, when Mr. Rick comes into my office and sits down.
I like that metaphor. Yeah. Pretty good.
When Mr. Rick comes into my office and sits down on one of my chairs.
Rick comes into your office. You don't have to go to Rick's office. Well, wait till you have to go to Rick's office.
No, I've had to do that too. But when he sits down on one of my chairs, it's usually not for a compliment.
Oh, jeez.
I can't imagine.
I mean,
what there is to criticize about you.
Just smooth sailing into the new year with not. And you know what? I need to be hitting the post. I don't need to leave chunks of a jingle there. I should do better.
For those of you listening at home, this is sort of a premature Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson. The post is a point in a song.
Yes.
Where you wrap up what you're saying because it just sounds good.
Right. Sometimes,
yeah, it's usually where the vocal hits.
Sometimes it's the main vocal, but sometimes it's a point in the song that sounds logical. It's called the post. It's called a,
You made a very interesting choice for today's Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting song. We'll be getting to a little bit later.
I did it because of Donald Fagen's birthday earlier in the week.
Oh, is that what it
That's
is?
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, so again, just to recap here, we had that, that first front, what time did that go through?
That was 4 o'clock. That was heavy rain, but brief and fast. And I had, the airports had 0.25. I've had about 0.20. What about you, second-class digital rain boy?
I will dispatch third-class digital rain gauge wife to, let me see, check. Rain gauge, please. Or I might get fired from...
Because you are bucking for first class.
I am. It's my dream. It's my only...
Well, we should have done it by Christmas, but we had to review. We had to.
I don't want it. I don't want any affirmative action. I want it when I deserve it, when I've earned it like everybody else that's been through the system. I want that...
Affirmative action. Oh, you big... blank hole.
Oh my goodness. Hey, I'm here till 9.
We're happy about that.
I'm super pumped. I did Joey's show last night with
I heard part of that.
I was a guest on Joey's show. We had some really great calls.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We didn't in the afternoon. We didn't the phones were dead yesterday.
Oh.
But
well,
we didn't really do, you know.
You talk about your failing love life and they'll explode.
Okay, good enough. No, it's we covered a lot of different things yesterday. There was a lot to talk about, so we were kind of all over the place. Oh, here's the conundrum list for today, if we get to do one.
Oh, how exciting.
This is the first Friday without a predict-a-thon in a long time.
Yep.
The football season is officially over. Although we do want to have Susan Seahorn, who won the $500 Don Duncan gift certificate, to come to the station, and he would like to present that to her, so we're hoping to set that up soonly.
Ooh, I like this one. But it's all up to Rich.
All right, we've had 0.12 inches.
Okay.
So far.
We've had enough for my cats to sing the kitty chorus in Cat Heaven.
Thank you, Digital Ring Gauge wife.
Thanks, Roz. Sorry I rang your phone early this morning.
Well,
3:20 a.m.
Oh, geez.
I may be a second-class husband, but you're a first-class wife.
Oh, my gracious.
You blank hole.
See, the power we give words. Isn't it amazing? 6:20. Let me put in a good word here for a company that will do a phenomenal job helping you get your house. I mean, if you look at, you know, the extent, I don't care if you're a big house or small, the floor is a floor, and it just looks like work when it needs to be clean. And at least once a year, maybe twice, you should call Peaches and Clean, have them come in and do the complete deal. Get the grout nice and bright and white again. Get those stains out of the carpet, those spray things are such a waste of money. I've never, you know, the foams up. Oh,
the spot cleaner?
Yeah, it'll foam up and just vacuum away. That doesn't work. It's still the same stain sitting there. So get the professionals from Peaches and Clean in to get it done and get it done right. Not only can they do all the flooring and upholstery inside your house, if you have area or oriental rugs that need to be cleaned, they can pick those up and bring them to their facility. And that is a pretty sophisticated operation. I know, because I went and took a look at it. And each rug is cleaned individually because they have to check to make sure what the fiber is before they add the right amount of cleaning solution. And then once they've removed all the stains, it's elevated to this huge drying rack that hangs from the ceiling. And it stays there until it drips dry. So they don't rush the process and risk damaging your valuable carpeting. They're really good at what they do. Please take my word on that. Call Peaches and Clean at 277-6937 if you'd like to browse all of their services. And they have quite a few, including a janitorial service.
Oh.
That if you need one for your business, let them know, because they can set you up. Go to peachesandclean.com, peaches, the letter N, clean.com. The timeline is next with Rich. And again, get ready for some wicked weather changes.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Mayor Todd Strange made a call to action for the community to get involved and encourage new faces to run for the 5 spots on the county school board. The mayor also announced the launch of EducateMGM.com. That's a new website to educate the public on the upcoming election. Fingers crossed. Alabama hospitals are being overwhelmed with flu cases. Baptist here in Montgomery says they've reached maximum capacity. If you have the flu, the hospitals say go to a clinic, not the ER at this time. The 28 flu season expected to be one of the worst on record in Alabama. And Montgomery police have charged Claude Keith Foster, age 27, with rape. He was arrested by U.S. Marshals yesterday. This is about an incident back in November when he allegedly raped a female acquaintance. He was also wanted on domestic violence charges here in Montgomery. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Let's get this Friday started.
Gentlemen, the moment has finally arrived.
This Friday is something special.
Hello, Friday.
I propose a toast to Friday.
Any plans for Friday?
Friday's here.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is quitting time.
What's the meaning of this slacking off?
Ding dong. Where's the party?
Party over here.
Never have I partied so hearty.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Wet roads out there this morning. Be very careful. More rain coming into the area in just a little while. Traffic-wise, everything looks real good for you. We don't have any accidents, no delays to report. Your interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, are all wide open. Get your new career started now at Trenum State, the college for real careers. Complete the admissions and financial aid process to register for mini-term B classes, which begin March 7th. Call 420-4200 today. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You can make a mistake on the air.
We had a very Darrison, let's go ahead, Terrestation, let's go to the bit, they had the pet.
Let's go ahead, Terrestation, let's go to the bit, they had the pet.
It was worth the white-knuckle ride. You were hysterical.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Are you currently paying rent? Why? When you could be investing in your own home. I've got some news just for you. Alabama Home Mortgage is now offering a program that will allow you to purchase your home with only 1% down. You heard me right, 1%. Don't waste your money on rent when you can afford to buy. 1 month's rent could get you into your dream home today. You don't have 1%? Small changes can result in big savings quickly. Skip the coffee and you can buy a house. Did you know that just 1 year's worth of lattes could get you that 1% you need to get in your dream home? Alabama Home Mortgage can get you pre-approved, closed, and moved into your new home with only 1% down. Sounds like magic, right? Well, pick up the phone and let us wave our magic wand as we turn renters into homeowners. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much home you can afford. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Ugh, I don't want to go for a jog. I'm too tired for this. Oh, a new donut shop opened. I could use a quick break. Resolutions are tough to keep, and they're even tougher if you're tired. Mattress Firm can help you sleep better when you hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now. And for a limited time only, to help keep you on the right track this year, we'll give you a free Fitbit with a mattress purchase of $799 or more to track your sleep and help you hit your 2018 wellness goals. And getting good sleep is easier with up to 70% off select closeout floor samples, accessories, and more. So you can find the bed that matches you at a price that matches your budget. Hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now, only at Mattress Firm. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/New Year's Sleep Sale. Product offers and prices may vary by state.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Some people get Monday off. Some people don't. Bank tellers get off. Cops don't. Teachers get a 3-day weekend, no mail delivery too. If you work at Starbucks, you're totally screwed. Some people get Monday off, some people don't. You might get an extra day off, but maybe you won't. Because some people get Monday off, some people don't.
6:27 on the Star 93.1 WACV with a timeline for the 12th day of January. Here is your host, Rich Thomas.
Right you are, Greg. 12 days into the year. 12 hours? There are 353 days left. On International Skeptics Day, I don't know about that.
I'm not sure if I want to participate in that.
Oh, no. National Hot Tea Day. You know, I had hot tea the other day when I was sick and with lemon and honey. Oops. It was really good. Do you like tea? Are you a tea person?
I am not a tea person. Yeah. I did attend tea party events, but I didn't. I'm not a tea drinker, per se.
It's National Pharmacist Day. Do you have a pharmacist you like?
I do. His name is Lamar, and he's my pharmacist at Adams Drugs on Vaughan Road, east of Taylor. And then he and the rest of the group there are just phenomenal.
Well, you should say hi to Lamar today on National Pharmacist Day.
Lamar, you are the best, buddy.
1904 on this date. Henry Ford sets a land speed record of 91.37 miles per hour on a frozen surface of Michigan's Lake St. Clair. He was driving a four-wheel vehicle. There he is. There he goes down the ice.
Oh, watch out, that tree! Watch out!
Yeah. Don't do the Sonny Bono thing. The vehicle was called 999, a wooden chassis, but it had a body but no hood. 1906 on this date, the Dow Jones Industrial Averages closes above 100 for the first time. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
108 years ago in 1910, a couple from China became the youngest parents in history. Listen to this. The dad was 9, the mother was 8. If MTV was around then, they would do a show about that.
That's
madness. 1926, the original Amos and Andy debuts on Chicago radio, originally called Sam and Henry. It debuts on Chicago's WGN. 2 years later, after changing name to Amos and Andy, the show became the most popular show in U.S. history, or at least one of them, anyway. Fifth, Smell-O-Vision debuted on this date. In 1960, Smell-O-Vision is invented by a guy named Michael Todd, who treated viewers to a film, A Scent of Mystery, to such odors as, not that kind of scent, garlic, tobacco. These smells were piped into the theater as they appeared on the screen. Oh, boy. 52 years ago, 1966, Batman with Adam West first debuted on ABC. Burt Ward was the Robin, the Boy Wonder. It was on for three seasons. 1969, the most celebrated performance of his prolific career, quarterback Joe Namath leads the New York Jets to a stunning 16-7 victory over the heavily favored Baltimore Colts in Super Bowl III, held in Miami, Florida.
That was an amazing thing. I remember in Chicago, there was a sports columnist who was very widely read named Rick Talley. Mm-hmm. And he said, this game is going to be so embarrassing for football in general. His prediction was the Colts would beat the Jets 55-0.
Oh, my God.
I remember that very, very well. And Joe Namath, man, not only had the audacity to predict a win, then delivered it. Unbelievable.
Everybody knows he went to, he was a quarterback at Alabama. He was born in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, 1943. 47 years ago, 1971, All in the Family premieres on CBS.
Love
it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was a classroom assignment that day.
Yeah.
The our professor said, there's a show premiering tonight on TV. It was part of our communications class. Says, you're assigned to watch this because you're going to hear words that you've never heard on network television before. And so we had to watch it, and then the class met 2 days later, and we had a full discussion on it. But that first episode, it wasn't particularly funny. And if you watch all the seasons of that show, the characters all evolve. They're very different from season one towards the end. But it was quite the change.
You got to hand it to Norman Lear. I remember, I'll never forget hearing the toilet flush. Remember that episode?
Yep.
Yeah. That takes us to our song of the day, which serves two purposes, actually. We mentioned Wednesday that it was Donald Fagen's 70th birthday. And not only that, but the guy across the console from me, Gregory Benjamin, celebrates 45 years on the radio this weekend, January 14th, 1973, Greg's first day on the radio. A story he tells so well in this month's Boom magazine article. I'm honored to be on the same station with him now and call him my good friend. And maybe he played this song on that first morning on WLS-FM. I don't know. It's his January Boom article, though. It bears the name of this song. This is Steely Dan's Reeling in the Years. On your timeline, congratulations.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading back. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last.
We,
you wouldn't even know it.
You talk, I'll put that.
What is,
we have something for you here. In our...
Oh, brother.
You know we celebrate everything here.
Yes, we do. We love to... Any excuse to celebrate.
So we have a cake.
And a card.
And a card.
Look at your cake.
It's a microphone cake.
Hey, I'll be back to pick you up. Good luck.
Oh, that is so nice. I got to get a picture of that.
Oh, yeah, we should put... We need to put that on Facebook.
Yes.
That's got to go on Facebook.
Yay!
Thank you, guys. You're making me... Oh, Bailey signed it, too.
Bailey signed it, too. Woof.
You see what she said?
Thank
you, Bailey.
Yeah. 45 years on the radio this weekend, right?
Everybody's got the day off, too.
That's right. Was WLS-FM called WLS-FM at the time, or didn't it have other call letters?
It was WDAI.
Oh, DAI.
Yeah, but it was WLS's FM station.
And then it's back to WLS-FM.
I believe it is.
It is, yeah.
How exciting.
Well, and I eventually got to work there a second time. In 1992, when it was AM and FM combined.
Right.
That was wild because it was a Clear Channel station, and I did 7 to 9 at night, talk show.
38 states?
Yeah.
Five
I would
provinces.
Get calls from truck drivers in Arizona. Yeah. One time I was ragging on a Chicago politician for some scandal.
Yeah.
And I get a call, And it's him. He's in the mountains of the Poconos on a vacation.
Oh, you're kidding.
I want to address what you were just discussing about me. Mm-hmm. That was wild, man. That was like having a network.
Those call letters, folks, in this business are legendary. WLS. And, of course, the FM was DAR at the time, but... Yeah.
I beat John Records Landecker for that job.
John Records Landecker. I love it. John Records truly is my middle name, Landecker.
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Well, congratulations.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're still in the timeline. I'm sorry. 1974 on the state, the Steve Miller Band, number one on the U.S. charts with The Joker. The only reason we've never done that as our song is you can't talk it up. There's no intro. 42 years ago, 1976, murder mystery writer Agatha Christie died at the age of 85 of natural causes, or were they?
Ooh, it's a mystery.
1981, Dynasty premieres on ABC. And 23 years ago, 1995, the O.J. Simpson trial begins in Los Angeles. 15 years ago, I'll never forget this day, in 2003, B.G. Morris Gibb died of heart attack at the age of 53, 4 days after he went into the hospital.
He was a friend of mine.
Yeah, I know you.
He by his own admission, went through a lot of, chemical abuse. But he was sober and had been sober for some time. And... he was for a guy that was, the Bee Gees were the center of the universe in the entertainment industry, especially at the end of the 70s. Every song they released was number one. Mm-hmm. They sold out every venue. I remember when they came to Miami, getting a ticket was almost impossible. But he was such a down-to-earth, quiet guy in real life and very nice. Helped a lot of newcomers.
Did you know him... like, he died at 53. Did you know him a few years before that?
I think I first met him in 1988.
Okay, so considerably younger, yeah.
Yeah.
But 53 is too young to die, gosh.
Yeah, and of course, it was such a shock because Andy had passed away.
Andy died early.
And Barry... I guess understandably, immediately wanted to blame Mount Sinai Hospital, same hospital where Goose was born. Mm-hmm. There was some kind of medical malfeasance there. That was not the case, and there was no lawsuit filed. But he made some intemperate remarks. Yeah. Understandably, the shock.
The grief.
Yeah.
8 years ago in 2010, Port-au-Prince, Haiti, struck with a 7.0 magnitude earthquake. Kind of like that one the other day there, 7.6. Anyway, in this case, an estimated 150,000 people lost their lives. Mm. Some birthdays here. One of these One Direction guys, Zayn Malik is 25. I didn't edit any of these.
Uh-oh.
No. Let's see. Heather Mills McCartney, that's Paul's ex, is 50.
She's hanging on that name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oliver Platt is 58. I like his acting. He's a good actor. Howard Stern is 64 today. Big deal radio guy.
You know how I met him? I was on his show a couple of times. But I was in Central Park, beautiful fall afternoon in 2000, and I see three guys stomping around like they're scouting a location for something. It was him and it was that idiot Baba Booey.
Oh, yeah. His sidekick guy?
Yeah. Howard, and you gotta, that's the way you succeed in the business. You gotta give him something to love or hate. So I respect him for that. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed being on a show because I gave him, we were sharing a debut with another radio station on his network, and I kept putting down the other market. It was Panama City.
Oh, really?
I said, why do we have to share? Because we're West Palm Beach. We're a lot bigger than them, and he got a big kick out of it. We just kept ragging on them through the whole show. But Baba Booey, I do not like. He is a... I understand why Howard needs the guy, mm-hmm. but in person... not fun to deal with at all. Really.
Howard Stern, now a multi-millionaire and has a channel on Sirius XM.
Oh, yeah. $200 million.
It's crazy.
Remember the Janet Jackson breast explosion?
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, that Monday morning, I said on the air, I said, this event will eventually end up with Howard Stern leaving terrestrial radio and going to satellite.
Isn't that?
And that's exactly what happened, because there was all this outrage. We can't have this. And that's when Stern said, enough. I want to be able to say what I want.
Who's the other big name in New York who was on MSNBC in the morning, was simulcast? You know what I'm talking about.
Sure, Don Imus.
Imus. Is Imus gone? Is he on anywhere?
They still prop up his cadaver on
is he alive?
The Farm Network or something. He's on something.
Not like he used to be. Ricky Van Shelton is 66. Kirstie Alley is 67. Rush Limbaugh, happy birthday. He's 67 today. The Amazing Kreskin is 83. And Joe Frazier would have had a birthday today. He died in 2011. We're 31 days till Mardi Gras. 33 days till Valentine's. 48 days till some sort of Dallas theme party.
Yes!
57 days till the time change, and in 85 days, Daddy gives away the bride.
Oh.
That's your timeline this morning.
You're going to need a bigger cake.
Oh, my goodness.
Why is my phone not sending me the picture of this amazing...
Why did we lose Nate? Why did he hang up? That was our caller.
Maybe we were talking too long. I'm sure we were. It's look at the time.
Meh.
James Cole wants to know, can we get you on satellite radio? Not yet. Not yet.
We're working on it, James.
Yep. Stand by.
Hey, in honor of, you said it was Batman that debuted on this date?
Yeah, on this date. Uh-huh.
That was another phenomenal TV moment.
Yeah.
Because I was in school, and that's all anybody talked about the next day.
Oh, God,
you talk about a phenomenon. Something going viral?
Yeah.
Well, it certainly did, but this is the only thing I have to honor it. And it's for the flu that came around a few years back that was called the Bat Flu.
I love it.
Coming up,
I'm looking
we
at
have
this Pepsi ad on the Super Bowl. It was pretty. It was pretty. Pretty
it's the same. Oh.
She recreated it.
Yeah, she recreated, but it was really funny how they.
25 years later, huh? Yeah. She does look amazingly the same, although I'm sure she's had a little help.
Yeah.
That most of us can't afford. It's 6:42, so you went to infusion yesterday. You did the IV?
I did the IV.
And there's something new that they have.
There is a new oral treatment, and I wish I could tell you the name of the, that it starts with a G.
Glutathione.
And it has, thank you. Say it again.
Glutathione.
Yeah, that's what I got. It's now in a liquid form, so in between your IVs, you do a teaspoon of that, like in a little bit of juice, and Ryan swears by it, and all the people there are thrilled about it. Then I went online and read about it, and it's just amazing. I looked at all the benefits. I said, I like that. I like that. I like that. Oh, I like that.
Can I get it for my IV?
Sure.
Yep.
Why are you looking at me like that?
We asked for the...
How was the sausage, by the way?
The sausage was excellent.
And
thank
the
you.
Oh,
God, it looked great.
Tomato sauce all good.
Mm-hmm. Looked great. I'm even going to have a piece of the, I'm going to be in honor of you.
You're going to have a piece of the cake.
It's red velvet, by the way, because I know you don't like chocolate, so.
I want.
Ooh, red velvet.
A very tiny piece of cake, because I'm not a huge cake person.
I know you're not.
I do like red velvet.
But in honor of him, and I look, yeah. I'm on a diet, and I'm going
to
have a piece.
I feel like it's when somebody buys shots, and you weren't really going to take a shot,
yep.
But they put it in front of you, and you feel obligated.
That sounds like you to me. Right?
I used to love it when people would obligate me with shots. I wanted to bring that up now because we'd certainly like to encourage... Infusion can be your best partner in achieving New Year's goals. For example, if you do want to lose weight, if you do want to get more done, go to Infusion and talk to them about the IV vitamin therapy menu because they can help you accomplish a lot of different goals, including energy boost. I haven't been there this week because I've been trying to shake this thing, but when I get in, I'm going to do a vitamin C IV and clear my sinuses for once and for all. I hope to get in there and do that today.
They added a little vitamin C to my cocktail yesterday.
and to talk about the glutathione, because what all of these things do are help your body perform at a higher level. If you want to lose weight, you want more energy, it's there. This stuff just stimulates your body in a very natural and effective way, because IV goes directly in. When you take vitamins and just vitamins, a very small fraction of that actually gets into your system. So do it the right way. Call them at 296-1662 later this morning and either talk to them or make an appointment to come in and discuss IV vitamin therapy, cryotherapy, and laser therapy for chronic pain sufferers. These are high-tech therapies that all work. 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
All right, so I'm looking at the radar right now, and there's a line of showers stretching from Clanton to just west of Prattville down to around Greenville. That represents the cold front itself, the front that's going to make the big change, the radical change today. So that's sliding eastward. I think the rain is out of the area by noon. Temperatures drop all day. I mentioned we were in the 60s earlier this morning. Now we're in the 50s. Then we fall to the 40s. Then the 30s by sundown. And the winds will pick up out of the northwest at about 15 to 20 miles per hour. So it's going to be a dramatic change today. Our high temperature for the day will go down as the midnight temperature, which was 65. Tonight, much colder, low 28. Wind chill will be in the teens in the morning. Breezy and cold tomorrow. High around 43, but it'll feel more like the 30s with the winds. Saturday night's low, 22. By dawn on Sunday morning, Sunday's high around 40. We're down to 25 on Monday morning, which is MLK Day. A lot of people have the day off. Sunshine Friday with a high around 50. And another Arctic front arrives Tuesday. Whew. This morning, cloudy. We're waiting for the rain. That's the front itself. And with east winds at 4 miles per hour, it's 58 now at 646. You know, Bryson's Fine Jewelry in East Chase will be opening in just a few minutes. We are now, what? I forget. How many days till, did I say, till Valentine's Day?
It's about 33.
Yeah, you know. And you want to make sure, guys, that you have something something for your significant other, where Custom Jewelry Design incorporates the latest and cutting-edge technology coupled with old-world craftsmanship. I'm talking about Bryson's Fine Jewelry in East Chase, where they design more custom jewelry than any other jeweler in the River Region. So, you know, Christmas is behind us, sure, but here comes Valentine's Day. Check out their five-year interest-free financing available every day. They have the same-day on-site repair service, one-year warranty, the most advanced shop in the River Region. If they can't fix it, it can't be fixed. So check them out. Name one of the top eight jewelers in the southeastern U.S. Bryson's Fine Jewelry, 8073 East Chase Parkway next to Costco. Open Monday through Saturday, including today, from 10 till 7.
647, cheap and trashy next.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Some challenging road conditions this morning as rain moves through the area. Wet roads, ponding, slick, and nasty, so be very careful out there. So far, so good, though. No problems on the interstate systems. The 31s are okay. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all clear. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop at Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn and McClinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. If I speak truth this year, I'll have better friendships. A number of mind-altering drugs have been used over the years to make people tell the truth while being interrogated. Some of these truth serums work by slowing the speed at which our bodies send messages from our spinal cord to our brains. This makes it more difficult to perform high-functioning tasks like walking a straight line or concentrating hard enough to think up a lie. Sadly, these drugs have been developed because we lie so often. The Bible tells us that God hates it when we lie. In Ephesians 4:25, the Apostle Paul said we should put away falsehood and tell our neighbors the truth because we belong to each other. Whenever we lie, we destroy trust, and that destroys relationships. So what if this year I resolve to speak the truth? Well, I'll have stronger friendships, and I won't need truth serum. That'd be good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, CenteringLives.com.
United for your comfort. Fire from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United Fire Comfort.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe. The Outback is a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus with EyeSight and steering responsive headlights. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet. Get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary.
Montgomery Subaru. Mr. Sandman.
Happy New Year. 2018 is bringing a lot of changes to the mattress industry, and Mr. Sandman must liquidate hundreds of fabulous mattresses from Serta, Beauty Rest, Restonic, Jameson, and other factories to make room for new models. Because I actually stock hundreds of mattresses, when changes take place, Mr. Sandman has to wheel and deal to clear warehouse and floor space. We are also overstocked with adjustable bases, beds, and luxurious pillows. We still have a few sets left over from our fire sale for you serious bargain hunters. Our premium sets include Adelaide latex, hybrids, and of course numerous memory foam mattresses. We stock twins, fulls, queen, and king sets, and we'll sell odd box springs and mismatched sets. I will attend several shows in January to select my 2018 lineup, so I really need to liquidate much of my inventory fast. No interest financing and delivery are available. With around 90 models to choose from, amazing discount prices, and excellent customer service, it's a no-brainer to visit us in Montgomery or Millbrook for your mattress and headboard needs. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump will get his first presidential physical at Walter Reed National Medical Center.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
This week's Friday will be 37% Fridayer than last week.
I'm going home to live my creepy, pathetic life.
You've been working hard all week.
When you get home from a long day, you need time to put your feet up.
Take a break.
While I'm gone, don't go snooping around in our stuff.
That's my personal information, and you have no right to know about it.
I just want to understand the operation so I can contribute right away.
Showtime.
The president's getting a physical today. Well, there's certainly a gaping opportunity for a whole joke there, but I'm above that.
It was good.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Why couldn't he just use the word poverty?
Right.
All right. Lindsay Lohan is trying to out-Trump Trump in her own words. She now has an island in Dubai. She's designing her very own island in Dubai.
How does she still have money?
She's got a nightclub in Greece, opening another one in Mykonos. I think that's where our friend Stella's from.
Mykonos?
Somewhere around there.
How's Stella doing?
She's doing good. She's doing great.
She called last night.
She did?
Yeah.
She's so nice.
Didn't call me.
Again, you weren't talking about your failed love life.
What, do we have to put you on the radio all day to get calls on the station?
What the crap, man.
Here she is from 6 till 6.
Take it after Joey.
Anyway, Megyn Kelly is getting some heat for saying that she's pro-fat shaming. Now, I got to say this.
Pro what?
Fat shaming. I got to tell you, the one time I really needed to lose weight, I had gained a few pounds. It was back in the 80s. And somebody said, Greg, you know, you're getting a little porcine.
A what?
It's a porcine or porcine, P-O-R-C-I-N-E. In other words, you're getting a little chubby. And you know what? I was embarrassed and I felt humiliated. But he was right. And it really motivated me to get on a diet and lose some weight. Having that, you really don't need somebody to tell you that you need to lose weight. Which is why I'm getting that elliptical. Wait till you see me. I'm going to be a limit. In fact, when I was outside just now and I looked at all those ripples in the sky, mm-hmm. it was like looking in the mirror at my own abs.
Do we need to talk about this while there's cake downstairs?
Oh, God. Here's where we fall apart.
Yeah, I've made that that claim in my column that my goal is very simple. Keep living. Mm-hmm. As you can tell, I'm a picture of health. We'll skip
Chelsea.
Did you
see that picture
in.
Of this guy? The viral...
The slip and fall?
Oh, my God.
Well, here it is again. Watch
Holy
it.
Cow, right down the entire... Oh, look at this. He's surfing down his own driveway.
That's funny.
Man.
That's hilarious.
I'll tell you, we got to watch it. Like, if you have a wooden deck, mm-hmm. when it's going to get the temperatures that you're talking about, I can walk outside the bedroom onto the wooden deck and... I almost did what he did. I almost skidded across the whole length of the thing. You got to be really careful.
Are you liable if you have a sidewalk and somebody slips in front of your house?
Isn't it covered on your homeowner's insurance?
I think it is. And yeah, somebody could conceivably come after you.
Why do I know that?
Why do you know that?
Why?
Morris Capuano, maybe?
Huh? No.
Basically, you should have a homeowner's policy that protects you from anything, you know, including a meteor. James Franco says he's in a really bad place after being accused of sexual misconduct. Of all the people in high, I kind of like him, and he says he's a changed man. Well, they're all saying that. Bill Cosby went to dinner with an old friend in Philadelphia on Wednesday, and some media people were invited.
Did they have pudding pops for dessert?
Here's my surprise for everybody, a Jell-O pudding pop. Guaranteed to make you smile.
So he invited some media people?
Yeah, he shook a female reporter's hand and said, quote, please don't put me on Me Too. I just shook your hand like a man. All right, movie's coming out this weekend. How about The Commuter?
No.
That's got Liam Neeson.
On a cell phone, again.
Paddington 2.
No.
Oh, I love Paddington Bear.
Proud Mary.
No.
Can't they make a movie without using a song title? It's stars Taraji P. Henson. She's a hit woman. Taraji. What?
Go ahead.
Now, how do you pronounce it? I don't know who the hell she is.
You would recognize her if you saw her.
Anyway.
I'm trying to get a picture of your cake posted.
Speaking of posted, the Post opens this week. You want to see that?
No.
Yeah, it's another glorification of great media moments with, of course, Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. Oh God.
Oh, it's about a newspaper, is it?
Hanks and Meryl Streep.
A deadly combination.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
So they're at a newspaper?
Yeah.
Post?
Yeah, they're exposing the Pentagon Papers, and I'm sure they're going to look very heroic. Yep. Just like Woodward and Bernstein
when
did.
When does the new 50 Shades come out?
It's not on the list, so it's not this weekend.
That's some crap, man.
But if you want, I will make a call on your behalf and find out.
Get me a private screening?
You guys should watch something. You should come in on Joey's show and watch something like that and talk about it.
You can't talk about that on, you know.
You can turn off one of those lights there. And
sure. I'll leave candles. You guys can... You know, these are things that need. It's part of life. Isn't that what we're here to talk about? Mm-hmm. Life. Pretty much the rest of it's all about the president's slip of the tongue. God, I didn't even want to come in today after I saw that. I thought, oh, jeez,
just amazing. I'm still getting notifications. Here's one from the AP, but I've never seen them use that word.
By the way, John Fogerty. I just saw this at the end of all the other. Minor Stories does not like that a movie stole his Creedence song title, Proud Mary.
Oh?
What?
I'm happy about that. I'm going to look a little bit deeper into that for later in the show.
He seems to get a little, he's a little sensitive.
Greg. Well, yeah, I'm a huge Fogerty fan.
I saw him live in Asheville, North Carolina. It was amazing.
I saw Creedence when they were still a band. It was one of the first concerts... Check this out. Yeah. One of the best seats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I swallowed hard and shelled out $650 apiece.
Oh, my God.
For good seats to see Creedence back in 1969.
That's when, oh boy, that's
then my
amazing.
Dad.